From the Country Financial Studio, I'm Rita Frazier. This is the RFD Livestock Report, going through the archives of state fair memories and sounds, tipping the hat to the teams, the families that are behind the livestock exhibitors making it all happen. We caught up a few years ago with Joan Meyer out of Witt in Montgomery County, Legacy Farms, and her state fair memories go back a few years.
As an exhibitor, I started, I think the very first time I came up was when I was 12. There's a lot of years, there's been a lot of changes. And there were so many families that came and everybody ate lunch out on all of the little boulevards because you didn't have all of the fast food stuff and people couldn't afford to eat it. So you brought your lunch, you brought everything that you were going to need for the day. It's a little bit different now in that we're more sophisticated and we bring literally, I bring a whole kitchen and we cook every day because it's just expensive for how many people we have because of all the family we have. It's a lot of work just food prep and all that kind of stuff too.
You have raised your kids?
Yes.
And your grandkids?
Yes, that's correct. All of the kids have shown up here, all four of my kids, and then there's multiple grandkids now, and we're going to continue. The youngest one is just a year, and I know that she will be doing this all of her junior career too, and it's something that sort of gets in your blood. We call it a love-hate relationship because we love it on one hand, and then parts of it we just are like, ooh. But
well, I saw your daughter Beth here with, you know, the Dorsey family. Yes. At Beef Expo, so I know where she got her work ethic from. You, where did you get yours?
I'm the oldest of six, and we were really close together, and one of my grandpas dairied, so somebody was always fixing food, everybody's farm, and you just have to learn how to get a lot done, multitask.
So how did you manage, Joan, all these years, farm and livestock and kids?
You go to bed at midnight a lot. You learn how to do more than one thing in a day. I mean, it would be nothing for me to come up here and work cattle, pack the show box, pack the camper, and still bake three different kinds of cookies because everybody expects cookies when they're up here. And I want them to have good food when they're here and to enjoy it. And that's just all part of it.
Your kids know this, but what was the best advice that you've given them or that you have for young exhibitors, young mothers, farmers?
Our thing was, we are probably never going to be the supreme heifer, but if we know what we raised is presentable and we are not embarrassed and we are proud of what we bring, that's all that matters at the end of the day. We have multiple generations of our livestock that is our breeding, and we are always respectable. It's okay to not win the grand prize because there's so many benefits other than just that it makes it worthwhile.
This is going to be tough because we've talked about your kids and your grandkids, but what are you proudest of?
Just that as a family, even though this is competitive and hard, everybody comes through and helps, even if they're not actively involved with the farm at home. My other daughter has come up here this week, that we believe in this and are willing to carry it on to the next generation.
Joan Rupert Meyer, Legacy Farms, Montgomery County. This program brought to you by the Illinois Livestock Development Group.